We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Nundal Domad Aleph, and we are starting on top of Nundal Domad Aleph. We're starting with a Braisa Tanya Kov Hasei the Rava. Rava told us Pshat Rav Yehuda, where Rav Yehuda said that if someone is Ba on his mother, that's also Eishes Av, he's only Chayiv for Aim and not for Eishes Av. And the Shalos why? So Rava was Machadish that this Pasik, Ervas, Avicha, it's pasuk Perik Yud Ches pasuk Zayin. Eves Avicha veEves Imcha Loi Segale, Imcha Hi Loi Segale Ervaso. So he mechadish that according to Rav Yehuda, Eves Avicha means Eisus Avicha. Then Eves Imcha means Imcha, and it says on that Imcha Hi the Yidavka Chayif Imcha. Mashenkin the Rabbanon hold the Eves Avicha. It doesn't mean Eishes Avicha. It means Eves Avicha Mamish, and therefore you can't darshan Imcha Hi to come to Lafuke if it's both. If you chayev or not. That was the chilk between Rabbanon and Rav Yehuda. And now we're going to show you a braisa, Tanya Vasei de Rava. Zok the braisa, Tanya Vasei de Rava, on top of the Ndalam Ralev, Ish Prat Lakotan. In the Pasuk it says, V'ish Asha Yishka Ves Eishes Aviv, Eves Aviv Gila, Moishu Mushesh Neim Veim Bam. That means like this, that you always need a Azara, and you always need the Pasuk of the Oynish. This Pasuk teaches us the Oynish for Eishes Aviv. It's not in the same parasha. One's a parasha Zachary Mois, one's a parasha Kedoshim. And here we have a pasuk in Parashas Zachrei Moi in the Parashas Kedoshim. Ish Ashi Yishka veIs Eishes Aviv, Eves Aviv Gila, Mois Yumsu Shneim Dmeim Bam. That if someone is mezana with his father's wife, he gets misa, and which actually means he gets skila. So the brayso will darshan this pasuk. Tanya Kavasei the Rava. Ish Prat Lakatan. First of all, Ish Prat Lakatan has to be a Ish a Gadol. Ashi Yishka veIs Eishes Aviv, Mashma Bein Eishes Aviv Shi Imoi. Bein Eish Shavav Shloi Imoi. Sai Eish Shavav, that's Imoi. Sai Eish Shavav Shloi Imoi. There's a Chiev Bisa for being Mizana with her. Imoi She'ein Eish Shavav. How do you know if it's a mother? It's not Eish Shavav. Because Pasuk only says Eish Shavav. It's just because it's Eish Shavav. How do you know Imoi She'ein Eish Shavav? How do you know that there's a Oynish of Skila there? Tamal Oymar, it says in this Pasuk, Evers of Gila. And this word Evers of Gila is extra. It's Mufnal Hakish Lod Domeno Gzer Shavav. It's Mukish to make Gzer Shavav. We'll see what Gzer Shavav is soon. There'll be a Gzeres Shava back to the parasha of the Hazaros. And Zog the Brice of Vaita, Moish Musa Veskila, how do you know? Atam Veskila, in a Labachas, becoming some Musa Tarim, it's different Misa, it's Misa Vachenek. Nemekan de Mayam Bom, but Nemo Boy Vidoni de Mayam Bom. It says here in this Pasik, Ervas, Oviv Gila, Moish Yumsu Shneem de Mayam Bom. So, and it says the Mayam Bom by Ovidoni also, Malahalam Veskila of Kam Veskila. So Oynish Shemanu. We hear Oynish at least by Eishes Av. We have Oynish of Skila. Azara Menayim. Where is the Azara for Eishes Aviv? Tamaloymar. So we have a Pasuk. This Pasuk is at Perik Yuches Pasuk Zayin. Ervas Avicha Loi Segale. It says in the Pasuk, Azara Menayim, Ervas Avicha of Ervas Simcha Loi Segale, Yimchi Loi Segale Vasa. So we darshan, Ervas Avicha Lois Gali is Ervas Avicha Zu Eishes Avicha. Even though Ervas Avicha could have meant Mamish Avicha, like a Mishkav Zacha, but not what it teaches. Teaches it means Eishes Avicha. Atoim Eishes Avicha and El Avicha Ervas Avicha Mamish. Maybe it's Ervas Avicha Mamish. Nema can Ervas Avicha Lois Gali. It says it'll be Ervas Avicha Lois Gali. And Nema Lahalon, it says in the Pasuk of the Oynish, Ervas Avicha Gila. Malahalom be Ishus Akasa Medaber, Afkam be Ishus Akasa Medaber. So that teaches us they're talking about Ishus. That the Pasuk of Ervas Avicha is talking about Ishus. And this is where it's a riot to Rava. That the Pasuk Ervas Avicha, again, this is Pasuk Perikul Chet Pasuk Zion, which says Ervas Avicha, be Ervas Imcha, Loi Segale, Imcha Hi, Ervas Avicha is referring to Ishus Avicha. How do I know that? A Gzeris Shava to the Pasuk by Oynish. That's how Rabbi Huda learns. Because we'll see in a second, does Ma'ayim Taka hold otherwise? We'll see. The Rabbanon Taka hold otherwise. They hold, and that's why, if you're the Rabbanon, you don't have the miyut to say that if someone's an Eishes Avicha and an Imoi, they don't get two chatois, because he who learns Ervas Avicha Taka means Mamish. We'll see in a second. There is a Ma'ayim who actually holds otherwise. So here, because of the Gzeres Shava, it teaches us that means Eishes Aviv. So, Umashu Abain Eishes Aviv, she Imoi, Abain Eishes Aviv, she ain't Imoi. Imoi, she ain't Eishes Aviv, Menayin. How do you know an Imoi that's not Eishes Aviv? Tamaloymar, how do you know the Yichai for that? Tamaloymar, Ervas Imcha, Lo Yisigali. That's Ervas Imcha, Lo Yisigali. So, Ein Li Bel El Ba Hazaros. Now, this is the Hazara. Remember, the Pesukim Ra'ach Yemais are the Hazara, the warning, the Lav. And then the Oynish is in Parashat Kedoshim. So, by the Pesuk of the Lav, it says Mefurish, Ervas Avicha, Ervas Imcha, Lo Yisigali, Imcha Hi. So, Ervas Avicha, according to Rav Yehuda, means Eishes Avicha. Ervas Imcha means imcha, that's not a eish shavicha. So we have a loisigala on both of them. We have a laugh on both of them. But oinish only says ish asher yishkav es eishes aviv. This is pasuk perek chav pasuk gedal from parashat kedoshim. Ish asher yishkav es eishes aviv eres aviv gila. So there only says eishes aviv. So how do you know oinish by imoy? Imay mamish, how you know oinish there? Say li al ba'azara, she also calls for imay she'ne eshes aviv. Ki imay she'ne eshes aviv, oinish v'nayin. How do you know the oinish? Nema kan eres avicha loy segale. It says by the azara, eres avicha loy segale. V'nema lahalon eres aviv gila. Again, that extra word, eres aviv gila, which is teaching us gzeres shavis. Ma ba'azara, just about azara, also a cause of imay she'ne eshes aviv. Ki imay she'ne eshes aviv. This is why azara always said that imay, even though it's not eshes aviv, is aser. Also a cause of imay shenei shavu kimay shiyei shavu af ba'indish. Also a cause of imay shenei shavu kimay shiyei shavu. So the Gemara is trying to figure out. Tying if I say the Rava, and the Gemara is trying to figure out how do you know, which I'm going to say in a second, Mamish, that if according to Rehudah is mechadish that if someone's mezana with a mother that's also shavu, they'll get one chatas. Rabbanon say chagugas. Why should we have two chatos? Two isurim. It's eish shav and imay. So in order to prove that, you have to have the miyat to imchi is going back on a pasuk that has both of them in the same pasuk. So now that we're machadish, that according to Rava, as a brice like Rava, who says like Pshan Rav Yehuda, that in the same pasuk is both. Ervas of vicha means eish avicha, and ervas imcha means ervas imcha. And then it says imchi, so that's what Marcus is right here. Imchi, I'm shav imat v'chai, v'yat v'chai, I'm shav eish shav. First of all, you don't say, you don't learn how to make kavach chaymes when it comes to, you know, in a nazir medin, in an inch medin, you don't learn it.
Saying by his mother.
Right, I know, you don't learn that.
His mother's not married to his father.
Right, yeah, so you don't learn that. You don't learn how to kavach chaymes. So that, we'll talk about that soon, if you make kavach chaymes. That's always not a kasha, because there's always a klal, in an inch medin, in a nazir medin, maybe in certain cases, yeah. But if we have a pasuk, we have a pasuk. And here, lemaisa, the point is over here, that's a miyat here, and this has to do with the Gemara on the Gimel and Beis, if they learned it well. If not, you could listen to my serious hard gemara here. But this comes out that why Rabbanon is not shvei imchi. You know, it's a very hard gemara before, but it's very simple after you know what the pshat is. That it's very very simple after you know pshat. That Rabbanon don't darshan ever zvicha to mean that. Therefore, it's not imchi. That's the var. You can't say imchi here if the pasuk doesn't talk about eishes avicha. So that's why that's the brightest here. But so let's get the clear. We'll get very clear now what Rabbi Huda's drasha is. We'll go to Rabbanon in a second. So if you're Rabbi Yehuda, it's very geshmak. We have all the drashas. We still have extra psukim we have to take care of. We'll take care of that soon. But so far we have Perik Yulches Pasuk Zayin. Eres Avicha means Eishes Avicha. Eres Imcha means Imcha only. Loi Segale, Imcha he says you only chayiv for one of those lavim. And that's what it says in that Pasuk. And we have the Pasuk by Oinish. It says Ishash Yishkav is Eishes Aviv. Don't say it by Imcha. So how do Imcha get skila? Teretz is, there's an extra word, Eres Aviv Gila, which is Mufnil Gzeres Shava, Nik Gzeres Shava. Just like the Eres Avicha on that pasuk means both Imcha, both of them have a lav. Imcha and Eishes have a lav by itself. Same thing, they have a Oinish. That's how the Rabbi Huda learns. Now remember, there's a pasuk, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Ches, that we didn't touch yet. That pasuk is Eres Eishes Avicha Leis Gala, Eres Avicha He. We still have to dash that pasuk, which we'll get to soon. Now we go to Rabbanan.
This whole thing is talking about where it's Bishayk.
Yeah, only the time is a geya, the chayiv, the rock, every hudah, the rabbanon, the mishnah, they say chayiv too, is only the geya shogi, which also we're going to see in a second about that. So, the Gemara, what are the rabbanon darshan? The pasuk, parak yud ches, pasuk zayin, her rabbanon darshan, that pasuk, zok the rabbanon, ervas avicha mamish. It means someone's mezana with his father mamish. Great, the Gemara, hi, ve'ez zachan afka. That we learn from the pasuk ve'ez zachar. The pasuk says, ve'ez zachar lo yisishkab, mishkvi yishat hevi, so what do you need the pasuk ervas avicha? Like Rav Yehuda, it's not this one we confuse with the Rebbe Yehuda. This is Rav Yehuda. Could Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Nochri haba al aviv, a Nochri is baal aviv is chayiv shtayim. Nochri, we'll see in a second, is lav dafka. Just we don't want to say it by Yisrael, so we call it a Nochri. So Nochri haba al aviv chayiv shtayim is chayiv for two chatois. And another thing he says is haba al achay aviv, also on his uncle. Chayiv shtayim. What are the two? So by a ball of you chayiv for ervas avicha and chayiv for mishkav zachar. The same thing with achay aviv. It says also a pasuk that says ervas achi avicha loy segale, which could be mashma. It could be mashma mamish. So you also chayiv two: one because zachar, one because ervas achi avicha. Now, this is Rav Yehuda says. Amar Rav Mestarim, most of the Rav Yehuda, it doesn't mean a nachri. It means be Yisrael, b'shoigig uvakarbon. I'm talking about Yisrael, b'shoigig and a carbon, like you're saying. I'm talking about shoigig and a carbon. V'hayi dekam a nachri, and that's why it's called a nachri. Lishtam al Yehu. You don't want to say it by Yid, so we say it by a guy. Lishtam al Yehu. These are the nachri. Mam, it's talking about a nachri. Dina mind you, a din is by nachri. If it doesn't v'shoigig, he's not bringing a carbon, he gets killed. Mind you, k'tala. But trei k'tali k'atli, he killed him two times, so it's not a gay. Therefore, it's obviously talking about Yisrael, and it's talking about the chi of v'shoigig, the chi of kavanos. Tayinam ha'chi, this idea that you chayiv for two chatoyis on a aviv, habal aviv chayiv shtayim, habal achay aviv chayiv shtayim. So it says habal aviv chayiv two, habal achay aviv chayiv shtayim. Ika d'amri, some say this price is like a Rebbe Yehuda, not like a Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, because why? He darshens erva savicha to mean eish savicha. So heck, you say a bala of chayiv too. Erva savicha means eish savicha. So you could darmi like Rebbe Yehuda. We could darmi fill the time Rebbe Yehuda umaisi lebekavachaymer and brings the bekavachaymer because achay aviv there Rebbe Yehuda agrees. There's no other pshat. There achay aviv it means mamish there. Because, like Rashi speaks out, so there we know it means achay aviv means mamish. So there he agrees, and we'll bring a kav chaymer. Ma achay aviv the krayv of the avivu. It's only through a karv of his father. Chayv shtayim, chayv two. One because mishkav zacha. One because ever achay aviv. Aviv like kol shekain. So we have two versions. Does this brayse shtim Rav Yehuda or not shtim Rav Yehuda? V'kamif gebuk the bayav rava. Ma asava ein chimbin adin. And when was the intermedin? That's pshat. If this brisa goes kuluyama or not, that's the shaila. But in any case, ervas avicha of pasuk zayin, according to Rabbanon, is nothing to do with eish avicha. It's avicha mamsh. Avicha mamsh.
What is the woman want to bring out over here? There's two chatos. Let's say by Shaila.
Right.
There's two chatos. Why do I need that? It's two separate. It's like any other.
No, it's one guf. That's the chiddush. It's one guf. Even though it's one guf and one maisa.
Yeah.
One maisa, one guf. Right. Yeah, one maisa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, that's the shaila in the Mishnah also by Eish Avicha. Yeah. Eish Avicha Zimai. Right. Yeah. Rabbanon Azara leish eish of a menalu. Rabbanon, what's the Hazar? Now we got Rabbi Yehuda. We got very clear the two Hazaras and the two Einchim. The Rabbanon Azara leish eish of a menalu. What do you know? Azara eish of. Where's the warning? Eish of. And where's the Einchim? Also, we have to find out. So Azara leish of menalu. Nafgalu from the other pasuk. The pasuk Ches says Ervas eish avicha leisagale. Ervas avicha. So we dash from that pasuk. Everest, Eish Avich Leisagali, very good shmak, the first Azara. So what do you do with that extra pasuk ches? Rabbi Yehuda, who me boyle la Azara, Eish Ov lacha misa. That Eish Ov is also even after misa. That's learned from this extra pasuk ches that says Everest, Eish Avich Leisagali. Rabbanon, who me say for the cross, says Nafka, it says Everest Avichi. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that Everest Avichi? Rabbi Yehuda, who me boyle, Mashum Eish Av, Atamachaive, via Atamachaive, Mashum Eish Ish. That means yesterday we assumed that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Eish Av together with Eish Ish. Now it's saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mean it for that. And he holds that Eish Av, that's the Eish Ish also, and Chai for one also. Vanan Tanan, the Mishnah says, Abal, Eish Av, Chai for one, Mashum Eish Av, Mashum Eish Ish. Our Mishnah says, the Chai for both, Eish Av and Eish Ish. Bei Mechai Av, Vei Lacham Eish Av. Vloi Paul, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, which some say means this Bryce is the first that he argues from the just figuring out the Pesukim, the process elimination of Pesukim, he must argue with that also. So now we know the Rabbanon learn out Azara from the Rabbanon learn out Azara from Ervas Eishes Avicha. I'm gonna say over what we just learned. The Rabbanon learn out the Azara from Pasuk Ches Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Yisigale Ervas Avichi. That's he learns out the Azara. And we know where Rabbi Hud learns that from the first pasuk says Ervas Avicha, but Rabbanon learned Ervas Avicha at Mamish. So where's the Azara? Ervas Eish Avicha. Now what does Rabbi Hud do with Ervas Eish Avicha? For after Misa. The second half of that pasuk Ches is Ervas Avicha. What does Rabbanon do with that? For after Misa. What does Rabbi Hud do with that? Tell you a new Mia that a Eishes Ish, that's Eishes Av, together is only Chayiv, one, from that's learned from Ervas Avicha. So now we got the Azara out of the way. We have to figure out now the Oynish for Rabbanon. Remember, the Oynish only says Eishes Av. I don't say Imay there. Rabbanon Oynish, the pasuk it says Eishes Ish Eishes Av of Eretz Avigdil only says Oynish by Eishes Av. Now, Rabbanon the Oynish the Eishes Av lacha misa menalahu. How do you know? So now, how do you know Eishes Av first of all lacha misa? How do you know? Bishlam Rav Yehuda Ma'is Lo Gzeres Shava. It's part of Gzeres Shava. That just like by Azara goes after misa, the Oynish also. Ella l'rabbanon menalu. If you're rabbanon, how do you know that Eishes Oynish of Eishes Av lacha misa is also a malacha. Who ervis of vigila the mafka of the shava mafka inu loinish deishav lachamisa. So that's used, that extra word that in pasuk parakhes parakhaf pasuk aleph that Rabbi Huda learns extra for gzeir shava. He uses that for oinish lachamisa for eishazav. But we're still missing oinish for imoy. Rabbanon oinish for imoy sheinu shav mnavlo. Where do you know that from? Amar Rav Sheis Rei David Amakra imchehi. The pasuk that says imchehi, which Rabbi Huda uses for miyat. What's imchehi? This is the famous Rav Sheis Rei David we had before on Daf Nugimel on base. The Rav Sheis Rei David. This is the drasha. Amakra imchehi also possibly imoy sheinu shaviv ki imoy sheinu shaviv. Imoy it's not a shaviv. Just like imoy sheinu shaviv. It's like imoy sheinu shaviv gets oinish of skila. Imoy is not a shaviv. That's also oinish of skila. So with this, we explained all the Pesukim Mamas beautifully. If those who have an art school, they have a chart actually. Some of the Hebrew art school has a chart that goes through all the Pesukim, and in English also, I guess. And they have this chart that goes through all the Pesukim, but we think the way we explained it, I think it's very clear. We'll go through it very, very quickly again, that the Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Zayin says, Eves Avicha, it's a Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Huda, if it means Mamish or Esh Avicha. Eves Imcha means everyone agrees. Then you have Imchehi, what's it coming for? Who said it's a miyat to say you're only chayav for aim and not for eshazav? And according to the Rabbanon, that's teaching you to teach you oinish. Then you have pasuk ches ervas eshavicha isegale. According to Rabbi Huda, eshavicha is teaching you for after misa. According to Rabbanon, that's mamish da'azar eshavicha. Ervas avicha he is for after misa for Rabbanon, and ervas avicha according to Rab Yehuda, ervas avicha is teaching us what. Got that chesed of him. Look at my chart of myself here. That you're not chai for eish zish, and of course I want to argue on that. That's the eves of vichi. Then you have last pasuk of einish. Ish is giving eish aviv. The einish of eish aviv and eves of vigila is a machlekes if it's either mufril zera shava or is teaching us for einish laachamisa for eish aviv. That's very geshmak. That's the whole report, and it's very geshmak in Gemara. Vaita in the Gemara Abba Kalasai for the Mishnah, one more Gemara for the Mishnah Abba Kalasai. It says someone was buying his daughter-in-law Shchayef too, Eishish and Kalasai, and it even works like a Misa as well. That means that a Kala is always a daughter-in-law. A daughter-in-law is always a daughter-in-law even after the son dies. L'chayef na mishum Eishish benoi. Om Abaya Pasach Hakosov b'Kalasai v'sayim b'Eish benoi. Lo v'zug Kalasai v'Eish benoi. The Gemara is asking there should be a separate chiyev. Why? Because it's two lavim, it's two shemes. It says Eves Kalosko Loi Segale, Eish is Binchahi Loi Segale Avasa. So it says twice Loi Segale, Eves Kalosko Loi Segale, Eish is Binchahi Loi Segale. So it should be two chiyuvim.
Plus
Eish is Shish. Yeah, we're taking Alz Kalosko alone. L'chayin Am Shem Eish is Benoi. I'm a buyer. Pasuk Kalosko Bekalosko V'Sayim Eish is Benoi. Loim Lachzui Kalosko Zui Eish Benoi. It's teaching us and that it's all the same thing. How do we know that? Because it's the word he. That's what Rashi says. It says he, it's the same thing. Eishes bincha he, lois galav asa. Shaz, why did the pasuk do this then? So why did it say it twice? What's a double lashon? So Rashi is teaching us for lacha misa, that even lacha misa, it's chayiv. That's what it's teaching us, that in Tais quotes Rashi also, that it means, teaches even lacha misa, you're chayiv for kalasoiv.